Council Mayor?
Yes, come on up. Name and address.
Captain Jason Bechtel with the Harahan Police Department.
Okay.
We had our polar plunge Saturday. We raised approximately $17,000 for the South Dakota Special Olympics. I just wanted to give a thank you to Ron, the Fire Department, the Park and Rec Department, National Guard, and the Street Department for getting everything cleaned up there. We spent better part of Friday morning getting that ice cut, and it was tough work. So I just appreciate all the help that the city workers have given us for that. We haven't had it now for 7 years, so everybody kind of forgot how much work it actually was. So, but I just wanted to say thank you to all the city departments for helping us out with that.
I was out a little late getting there. I drove by about 10 minutes before it was going to start, and I come down the highway, and I saw all the people on the ice down there. I'm going, holy cow. So I pull around to come in. They were all the way out to the road, and I said, well, I guess I won't be parking down there.
Yeah, there was a big spectator participation this year because it was so nice.
That and good weather.
Yep.
Good weather didn't hurt you. They said the ice was 3 feet thick.
About 2 foot.
2 foot.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a battle. So. But like I said, I just wanted to say thanks to all the city departments and the National Guard and everything for everybody's help.
Yeah. You know, all right. Thanks, Jason.
$17,000 is a pretty good fundraiser.
Yeah. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate that. Any other? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Matters appearing on the consent agenda are expected to be non-controversial and will be acted upon by the commission at one time without discussion.
Just wanted to note Tim Sletten's resignation from the Golf Advisory Board. And thank him for his service on that board. He's been on that board, I believe, for 10 years.
Yeah.
Put in a lot of time as a volunteer on that. But it brings forward one question that was commonly asked is, how do you get onto these boards? And I don't want to take a lot of time to in this setting to let the public know that there are subcommittees that they can serve on. And primarily, it is the result of bringing it forward to contacting City Hall or possibly the mayor or commissioner and saying, hey, when an opening comes up, I'd like to serve on whether it be the library board or a task force or whatever volunteer subcommittee is out there. So I wanted to get that notification out to the public that if you're interested in serving on these boards, that's the best way to go about it, is just let the department head know or City Hall or somebody know that you're interested. But in addition to that, I do want to show my appreciation for Tim serving on the advisory board and welcome Mr. Nelson to that board.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Smith. That was a good message.
And we have an opening on Parks and Rec board. People are interested in those.
Yeah. Right now, we do know me. I'm going to call on Rob to come up and talk to us about some fire, water meters.
Thank you, Mayor. Like I said a couple weeks ago, you'll be seeing me again. So I'm looking for final approval on our meter project for 2023, total meter replacement, in the amount of $1,661,341.50. It's been budgeted. We budgeted $3 million for it, and it's come in under budget. And I believe that there's some ARPA funds that we'll be getting part of this paid for, too. So.
Needed.
30%. Yep, so I guess I'm looking for approval.
Okay. Move to approve 5.1.
Commissioner Myers moves to approve. Do you second?
Second.
Second, Commissioner Smith. Any discussion you want to talk to Rob about this?
Rob, could you just real quick highlight, you know, I know you said that the parts are difficult to get and, you know, they're aged, but also, could you make that quick comment just about the batteries? Because I know that's...
Oh, yeah, the battery.
Pertinence, you know, the...
The battery life in these, and what we have now is, was supposed to be 10 years, and I believe that we, they were installed in the 90s, so we're over 20 years now, and they're failing, and... Yeah, you can't just replace the battery, you have to replace the whole unit, and, you know, it's, they're like $200 a piece. We've been doing it for the last 5 or 6 years, we've been hitting them pretty hard, and we've got, I don't know, 200 outstanding right now, I think, that aren't picking up, and I can't get the parts for them. So, the sooner I can get this approved, the sooner I can get the meters ordered, and I've already been in contact with our vendor, who said that they would work diligently to get us 200 of them quick within the next, she thought she could have 100 here in 30 days and then another 100 within 60 days. To at least get us to even.
How long are you going to put aside this to take you all done?
Well, it's going to take us 6-8 months to get the meters here, and then I figure it will take us probably 3 months to get them. We're hiring a company to install. And they'll work here probably for 3 months, I would think, 3 or 4 months until they get the bulk of it done. And then my staff will handle the rest of it.
Hey, explain a little bit to the public how, you know, what this entails. It entails them coming in the houses and...
Yeah, we'll come in the house and we'll change the whole meter out. The meter brass will come out and we'll install that, and then we're going to put a radio transmitter in your floor joists that will be able to communicate with our water towers, which will be how we read all the information. And with this updated information, we'll be able to tell if houses have zero usage for a number of days and if they have continual usage for a number of days. So hopefully it'll help us catch water leaks and stuff, leaky toilets and faucets left on. And even over the weekend, we had a guy had his, some of his outside spigot got turned on for about 3 weeks, the way they figure, so.
Yeah.
So where is that ice rink located?
Parkside Drive.
So Paul and Rob, the ARPA funds, would that be for the equipment, for the installation, or both?
Both.
Both. Total project.
Total project. Yeah.
Thank you.
So they should last for 20 years?
Yes.
One more?
Yeah.
One more, yeah.
And if they don't, Rob won't be here to
play. Well, I believe it's a 20-year battery. It's 10 years, 100% replacement, and then it's prorated for the second 10 years. 20 years, and then the meters will be new, so you'll be able to keep the meters for one more technology change or upgrade, and then you'll have to replace the meters the next go around.
So. And we're buying it out of a company out of Sioux Falls?
No.
Fargo. We do our curb meter system now.
Ferguson Water Works, Sioux Falls. All right. Nothing else for Rob? Thanks, Rob. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, exciting.
Okay. Okay, we need a roll call vote on this item.
Smith.
Aye. Wainwright?
Aye.
Craig?
Aye.
Mayor
Harrington?
Aye.
Okay. Heckled from Rob. 8.1, number one, is requesting to apply for Homeland Security funding. Do that every year. This year, looking to upgrade our command vehicle, also put it in slash as a tow vehicle. We use with our hazardous material decontamination trailer. currently for the command vehicle, we're using surplus police car, and then for our tow vehicle, we're using our 2004 Ford F-350. So this would be a 23 or newer, one ton, you know, either a F-350, a 3500, you know, model with the single rear wheels with a topper. And this is 100% funded through Homeland Security funding. And then number two on there is looking for to apply for the AFG Assistance of Firefighters grant through the FEMA. Looking for a new aerial 102-foot platform ladder truck. That's a 90-10 grant. It's $1,691,340. What they're telling me now that it would be a 2 year after the order is placed, so we could budget for the match funding into the 25-26 budget. Depends if we get awarded on that. So this will be replacing our 1988 aerial ladder truck that we have now.
Make a motion to approve 8.1 and authorize the fire chief to sign all related documents.
Okay, motion approved. Commissioner Lyris, and you second on the item?
Second.
Second, Commissioner Bragg. Any discussion on this item? Yes.
Is there likely, do we get these when we put them in? Are there?
For the Homeland Security, I've done very well. The AFG, we're competing with every fire department in the nation that applies for them. Last year, I applied for the burn trailer. We did not get awarded that. We found that out in December. So they started awarding them in August. There's $300 million that goes into the AFG. So it's, you know, apply and pray and hope. So.
You find that out this year, though?
We would find out this year. The latest that this last, the 22 money, they were notified in January. But I got my notice of denial in December of this last year on the burn trailer. But we would still be able to, if we were awarded that, then I could put that in for the 25 budget.
Any other questions for Rob on this situation here? Okay, and you roll call vote, please.
Smith.
Aye.
Weinrich.
Aye.
Bragg.
Aye.
Mayor.